He was giving a speech at Stanford University, the speech got put on YouTube, and during the talk, asked why Google was falling behind other AI firms. He said, it's because we decided to let our staffers enjoy remote work, and with it, a bit of work-life balance. Google decided that work-life balance is going home early and working from home, and that was more important than winning, he said. And the reason that startups work is because people work like hell, he said. That's not been what Giggle was about for the longest time. They've been about pampering everybody. But he had something else to say at the Stanford speech that got people also upset. As part of this, he said, well, it's fine if AI companies steal all the content. He says, if it takes off, then you just hire a bunch of lawyers to go clean up the mess, right? This is the ethics, quote unquote, ethics of Silicon Valley. Sure, steal all the stuff. It used to be that their motto was move fast and break things. Now, I guess with AI, it's move fast and steal things. And when we make a lot of money, we'll hire a bunch of lawyers and they'll get us off the hook. They'll make it all right. Are you worried that your AI startup might be illegally swallowing up boatloads of copyright protected content? Well, according to the former Giggle CEO, Eric Schmidt, you can worry about that later. Once you have oodles of cash and a platoon of lawyers. So The Verge reported that during a recent talk at Stanford's School of Engineering, Schmidt displayed what can only be described as the Silicon Valley CEO's final boss energy as he laid out a theoretical scenario in which the students in the room might use a large language model to build a TikTok competitor in the case that the platform was to be banned. He says, here's what I propose each and every one of you do. Say to your large language model the following. Make me a copy of TikTok. Steal all the users. Steal all the music. Put my preferences in it. Produce this program in the next 30 seconds. Release it. And in 1 hour, if it's not viral, do something different along the same lines, he told everybody. He said, that's the command that I would give. And he says, what you would do if you're a Silicon Valley entrepreneur, he said, is if it took off, then you'd hire a whole bunch of lawyers to go clean up the mess, right? And then he added that if nobody uses your product, it doesn't matter that you stole all the content anyway. And he says, don't quote me. Except they did quote him. This is the ethics of Silicon Valley. And do we have Dr. Shiva? What's that?
Almost.
Okay. We're still trying to make a connection. He did at one point try to point out that he was not arguing that you should illegally steal everybody's music, but he had just told everybody to do that. He kind of had this, they say it was his final boss moment, right? Now, I think what happened was he just started speaking candidly, and I think we got a glimpse out of the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And out of the abundance of the heart of this guy, who, by the way, is, he may be the former CEO of Giggle, but he is currently kind of the CEO of the military industrial complex. He had a tremendous amount of influence and impact in the Obama administration, and that has only grown with artificial intelligence that he's bringing in to the Pentagon. And the military-industrial complex. He is one of the chief people that this kind of person, this kind of ethics, this is the kind of person that is creating autonomous killer robots. You see, we talk about ethics because it really matters. It really matters what you think is and what you believe in your heart is going to affect your life and the life of other people. And this is why we have a society that is the way that it is. We are reaping what we have sown. And in addition to that, I think God is directly cursing us with people like Eric Schmidt and Trump and Lala and Biden. He apparently sees the alleged intellectual property theft as just a mess for lawyers to clean up later. Schmidt told the Stanford students, he said, Silicon Valley will run these tests, and then they will clean up the mess. He said, typically, that's the way things are done. You move fast and you steal things. That really describes it better than moving fast and breaking things.
Hearing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these stories that simply aren't true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Break free from the usual script with The David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.